Kevy Walters time. G'day, Kev.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Good, mate. Did you enjoy the weekend?
Oh, another good weekend. The 41, a couple of upsets, which is good to see in the NRL. I think every team has had a victory now, haven't they, in the opening?
Yeah, they
week,
have.
I think it's the first time since 1974. I've been on on the computer and Googling all that sort of stuff.
It's true.
And then I think before that, only three times in history. So it's a pretty special round of footy for the NRL, that's for sure.
Mate, is your Queensland Origin campaign in disarray now? The Bronx beaten and, of course, North Queensland beaten by Manly. You worried?
Yeah, always worried, mate. But Justin O'Neill actually copped a bit of a whack there on up there on Saturday night with his hamstring. So we're not sure. We're just waiting. He's having some scans today, so we'll see how he pulls up. But can you believe it was Nate Miles, of all people, who inflicted the pain on him? Can you believe that?
On the hamstring?
Boy. Well, it was a... You know how Nate's got that different style of tackling where he just throws his head and his whole body at someone. And unfortunately, Justin came stepping through the middle, or tried to, through the Manly defence, and Nate was there waiting for him, licking his lips. So, anyway, we'll see how he pulls up today, but hopefully he won't be out for too long.
The Bronx got close to the Storm, mate, but the Storm, they always just find a way, don't they?
Well, they do. That's that sort of side, particularly down there. Brisbane, probably defended as good as any team that we've seen this year, but they just couldn't hold the football. And when you're playing the Storm, that's one of the key elements, is making sure that you control things and don't make silly errors or penalties. And they were just giving away too many penalties as well. Wayne Bennett, I saw the presser after the game, the press conference, and whilst he's disappointed with the result initially, I think he knows that he's got a pretty good football team there on his hands, and if they can get some little things in their game right, they're going to be one of the teams, I think, that will be really firing, deep into September. Those in the Storm, of course, are the early two that are really putting their hand up. And the Raiders, well, they were good yesterday as well. Ricky's boys, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. 8-1. What's your opinion of the West Tigers, Kevy? I mean, they've got attacking talent overflowing, yet they've had two really big losses in the opening three rounds of the comp when they only scored one try yesterday and they didn't even score last time.
Yeah, TK. Look, they're a bit of a miss at the moment, aren't they, Tigers? They've got so many good young players coming through and some good current Origin players as well, with Tedesco and Woods and these sort of guys. So, and I guess everyone's going to have a crack at Jason Taylor again or in the next couple of weeks. But I think it's the players, mate. They need to take some responsibility for their actions out there on the field. I mean, they're getting paid, a lot of them, some pretty good coin to come up with some good performances. And when you're on that sort of money, that demands that you've got to play consistently each week, and that's been their biggest problem, hasn't it? They just haven't been able to find that consistency in the opening rounds. And, I think they'll sort it out, but I think the players need to take some responsibility for that as well.
Well, I think myth is a nice term for them, unfortunately, mate, because, we all think good things about the Tigers, but the fact of the matter is, since 2005, they've underachieved.
Well, they have, and they're a great footy side when they get it right. There's no better team to watch play rugby league. When Moses and Brooks and get it right, and Tedesco, what a player he is. He's not a Queenslander, is he, Tedesco?
No, but you'd claim him if you didn't have three fullbacks yourself.
Yeah, look, just watching him again yesterday, he's a dangerous football player. So they need to build their game around those sort of guys, but once they get it right, I think they'll make the eight. I would have thought they'd recover, but just got to get things a little bit simpler and try and make sure that they're all heading in the one direction, which doesn't seem to be the case at the moment.
Mate, just on your fullback position, you got Darius Boyd there, the current Kangaroo fullback, current Queensland. You got Billy Slater's return. Will Billy push Darius to the wing?
Well, that remains to be seen, TK. I think everyone saw Billy's opening night, down in the Storm, didn't he? Geez, he built it up nicely, didn't he? When all the rest of the team ran out, he came out behind them. And then when the game started, he waited for 20 minutes before he got himself into the game, or 25 minutes, whatever it was. So, it was a great performance from Billy. And no doubt, if he can get somewhere back to where he was, well, he's going to push the claims for Origin. I mean, you just can't leave a goal like that out sometimes if he's playing the football that we all think he can get back to. It was quite a performance from him coming back. It's pretty exciting for the Storm, for that matter. But to getting back and playing in the form that he had, that was really good to see.
Kevy, can I ask you about this concussion situation as a coach? I wish we weren't talking about it, but we had two incidents over the weekend. Josh Dugan whacked in the jaw, went down. Brendan Elliott twice. The first one was ugly. They stayed out there, mate. As a coach, like, when do you pull them off? I mean, the fact was they stayed out there, and then Elliott gets hit again, and he's that groggy when he comes off. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It was a bad look.
Yeah, it was a bad look. But it's up to the trainers. They put a lot of these trainers through a lot of the guidelines now on what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. So I guess the responsibility is on those guys in the shirts that run out and deliver the messages and the like. So, you know, each one is different with that, but you'd like to think they'd be erring on the side of caution more than anything, particularly with what's going on and the information that we have now around concussion, you know, and the future damages that can happen with it all. So I'd like to back those trainers and think that they made the right decision. I didn't see the Dugan incident, but I did see the Newcastle one, and yeah, it was pretty awful. But I guess again, those guys have the responsibility to make sure that their primary instruction should be the health and safety of their players, which I'm sure all of them do at any given time.
Yeah. It's a tough one for the league, because if you're worried about your health and safety, you wouldn't play the game.
No, that's
well,
right.
That's the other
side
like of
it, isn't it? Every tackle's an assault, isn't it, Kevy? So it's
well, I think particularly TK in today's game, and I've been to a couple of games live and down on the sideline and watching. I can't believe the ferocity that these guys are going at. I mean, yeah. I played 20 or 30 years ago, and for 10 minutes it got a bit fiery, but not for the continuous periods that happen now. You see guys belting the living daylights out of each other in the 72nd minute, trying to whack each other and try and inflict damage and pain. So it's definitely a tough and physical sport, and that's why we all like it. We like the aggressiveness of rugby league, but also there's a tender line there of what's acceptable and what's not. And there are going to be some hits around the head. That's just natural, but we've got to make sure that when that does happen, that the players' safety and welfare is at the forefront of our minds.
Yeah. What is acceptable and what's not acceptable? Another one of your men, Sam Thaiday, mate. You know, the tugging at Jesse Bromwich's finger. Now, he's a Kiwi, so you wouldn't have an issue with that. what do you think? He's been fined, what, $1,300?
Has he? Yeah. Oh, he spills that on a Friday night down at the pub stand, so that's not going to bother him too much.
What do you think?
Yeah, I was disappointed with Sam's actions, which I'm sure Sam is now, but in the heat of the moment, that game was starting to flare up a bit, wasn't it? There were some exchanges there between a few players that, that just indicates that there was a bit of friction between the two teams, and Sam, as experienced as he is in the heat of the moment, probably lost his way a little bit, and he'll cop the fine and get on with things, but I don't think it's something that we'll see from Sam Thaiday again, that's for sure.
No, you target weaknesses, don't you? But you don't go, and if a guy runs out and says, I'm fit, and he's got a crooked knee and can't move laterally, well, you're probably running at him, you target weaknesses, don't you? But you don't try and rip his leg off.
No, well, you have to, Slats, don't you? At any point, you've got to get any sort of advantage you can.
Yeah.
We're again, not over-crossing the line of sportsmanship.
That's right.
I think Sam crossed the line there. He's certainly aware of that, but he'll cop the fine, as I say, and move on. But I doubt we'll see that. It's such a rarity from Sam. He plays the game tough and physical, sure, but he doesn't normally cross the line there that he did. And I think that was just the game. There's even a little bit of niggle between Cameron and Sam Thaiday. I'm not sure if it was just fun and games or just the heat of the battle. But it was a couple of incidents in that game which stood out to me about the game was sort of getting a bit out of hand as such.
Good on you, Kevy.
Good on you, gents. We got rain up here today. They've called off the school cross country, so I'm a bit disappointed. I was all set to go for the 3K run.
I'm sure you were.
Best three years of your life.
I wasn't
going
to run.
Go and have a big brekkie instead.
No worries, gents.
See you, mate.
Well done. Kevin Walters.
He's a good man.